담스 셰상다 전주 센던데 랑 추라 아니 추 레네 다 칸데라고 송고 그래서 데 순순라보다 칸데레 센던인데니마 바이오기 레고고 스디싱다 다 바이오세야 데 원석에 아 아니 전주 초도 다 센체네 다 되게 아 빵고야게 다 로자요레 대가난신 소속 두고야게 로자요레 어 된데게 아니 빵랑게 내서 참말하다 야네야도 소속 줄라 따체체네 아니 아 Tembatan shejing dendeke tohne ta yani yandu tache chene dila Ani zoba Ani paya ba sede ta sozo ke dila kadeyi ne yan sozob che ya dila Ani paya shing da o de ani Jeje zon ra o da dendeche teng da Dila da dini maa shi gu de Tambo paan dorten chik che dini Be shing da chonju simbi ke loja de so da Kante kante yome o de su sama maa jebar shing da Dini ta tambo dorten de kante shi gu resana Chidang ki da teba chimbi ke Nyanesena yanda teba chimbiki chö Duzo tsama tsu dhiba yina Ni samba chanju jodo sen cheba ta Ta jowa paro da chumba dhula Nyanen che su nyi khosundu gara es she suan Ni samba chanju jodo ta sen cheba siya de sen kante che gu gu yume Tega nashin chanju ki sen don de ta kante len gu gu yume Chanju ki sen don ta chanju ki sen cheba yina Ni gyoba da jun sen kante yume Odo tsama kason kongado ta lewo dambo karse lewo tambo na ani lewo sumbi ki kosra she sanwo dindegi da samba chanju chodo sen cheba changi da pen togo yore sena pen togo yore rangi samba chanju chodo sen cheba ten ani senje tanje sanje gombo gyondo ki lo shira ta chanju ki sen shigura di gyondo ki lo yoba changi da pen togo yore sena di pen togo yore sena ani dindegi lo di ta tela ta trondabu kare go yore sena nguyensu da pachin tuge da nyanende rangi jala ni yogo ra di mes wa ina ni chi jempen gi samba tsare ma do ta ngo so pen to go yo ma ra o jun sen de le de ne da jo wa chin ru gi nya ne si ng da di ni ko sun du yo re si o de ne da chi da ge nga so chen jun de na na da pa chin ru gi nya ne de cha ma si ng da di na ni da jin bi pa chin de zo da le u nga ma de so sang gi ten yo si ng da di ni da le u shi ba de gi zo su ting gi pa chin Suringi pachin de da chonju simbi ge dongba de la da suring si shegura o di ge kor de da nini ma shegueres.
So please listen with the motivation of the bodhicitta thinking, I will lead all sentient beings, my parents, to the state of complete enlightenment, to the state of freedom from all suffering. So the text we are studying is the Bodhicaryavatara, which is presented in 10 chapters. We've covered up to and including the third, and now we come to the fourth chapter. This is the first chapter of the section of in order to prevent the bodhicitta being generated from weakening. So we saw how we're taking the vows of bodhicitta, and now we'll see how to kind of keep those vows, how to preserve those vows, and so that is the training that is explained here. So. In the once we've given rise to the bodhicitta, and then it is said that the whole of the Mahayana path then can be condensed in these two aspects. This first is the aspect of motivation generating the bodhicitta, and then the application, the practice of the six paramitas. And because it is said that also if we just give rise to bodhicitta, if we just generate bodhicitta in our mind, then it is not enough. We need to kind of, after that, preserve it. And we need to practice the six paramitas. They are like the helpers, the kind of, when associated with the bodhicitta in aspiration, then they help the bodhicitta that is being generated to endure. So, in those first chapters, then we saw how we generate bodhicitta, how we take the vows of bodhicitta, the need for the reason for generating bodhicitta. And then comes here an explanation of then how to preventing from weakening. And this is the training in order to prevent bodhicitta from weakening, that we need to have carefulness. We need to have also to apply mindfulness and vigilance. Without mindfulness and vigilance, then we won't be able to preserve, and this kind of a good or mind of wanting to benefit others that we've generated will be lost if we do not apply mindfulness, vigilance, carefulness. And so Shantideva will now explain. He gives a brief kind of presentation of those different aspects of how to prevent bodhicitta from weakening, and then he will go into further detail how to protect those vows that we've taken. Once we've generated bodhicitta, we've taken the vow, the bodhicitta vow, then how do we go about preserving those vows? And that is what is explained here.
Da dinde ge ngonzo samba chanju chodo senche ne da jowa chindu ge nyale jesu ko de samba shung de na ne temba na shin che ne da jimba ge jimba de cho da leung ha ma song ge ko se teng ge shing da de na shin che ne da ka sang kong dang so leung nim bi ko so da che ban bo yin la la so ba de ne ma bo shi sa de samba jimbi ki teran do ra de na shin che ne da leung sam bi ko so da ngo wa je su ma bo shi sa de so yan da jimba cha lo re ngo ya cha lo re shi sa Leo Chubiki Kosada, Moy Nandon, the Tama Shivre, or the Moa the Tama Kanda, Jimbachagura, Kasana Rangi, gets a Sash and Jodi, the Shenda Gichetolas, Pa Moajan, Shenda Pa Jimbatanwera. Or the Soga, any Jimbi Pachin de Tengure, Chidangita, Jimbi Pachin de Mobachala, then the Pa Jimbatangu Sundra within the Shivra, Yina and Dikosata, so Sosoki Getsada, the Niki Pa Moajaremato, Misagi Chick. Chalanda was in Riki, Tony, but Jimba Tang was under the Nijatim by Shemunda, the Junsen Carasana, and Shivala Kon Chick Sanzingi, but Treba Mambo Chela, Gawai Mars, and the Tremig Nanjo Dindela, that Gawai de So returned over the Nil and Dene, that Jimba Tangora, then return Lantrini, that so Chick Tes Jimmy Choboki Sutu, that Kadine, Chenyanichi, the Tinis, Sanzingi, Chala Dinipa Mambo, Jimba Tang Yamara, or Junsen Delatin, that. Because Jimbiki Pachinde, so Muada, Nanangutone, then Chabamba, Yikiton, but Trunida, Mambo Shias, Junsen, and the rest. Then it's Ringi Pachinde, that's so Leo Shibata, then Leungabi, Nicoso, then we're, then it's Shanda, that Leo Sebi, Sebi Leo's Krontegara, Leo Trubi Nicos, then we're, then I should send Leo Santing, Leo Sheroki, Leo Soso Tinda, or that Hama de so tensor about in this chapter, staying at that ringi cosa. So, Payuki Levitinana, that Suringi, Pachin the Tenda, then the Tedanata, Leung about the Shijing Levit, Tinina, Negos, that Suringi Pachin the Tengueres.
And so, we generate bodhicitta for the sake of all sentient beings in the six realms of existence, that is, so for them that we generate the bodhicitta. And the development of bodhicitta and the practice of generosity have been explained in the first three chapters when we saw the aspect of offering that corresponds to the practice of generosity. Also, dedication has been explained within this context, also within the first three chapters. We explained in the third chapter quite detail the practice of dedication. And actually, dedication is also an aspect of the practice of generosity, because we offer for all sentient beings and all the root of virtues that we have, all the positivity, all the good things that we've accumulated, then we offer to all of the sentient beings. So it is also a practice of generosity. The practice of generosity has been explained in the first chapters, among the six parameters, the practice of generosity. And then the now is an explanation in chapter 4 and chapter 5 on discipline, chapter 4 on carefulness, chapter 5 on vigilance. Those are chapter on discipline, explanation of discipline. And then for the remaining parameters of patience, diligence, concentration and so on, then it's from chapter 6, patience is chapter 6, and then diligence chapter 7. And so on. So, again, here the reason that so in the first six chapters, then in the first three chapters, Shantideva explained generosity already, and he explained it also in a way where it's more about giving the root of virtues, like in the case of the practice of dedication. And that is because actually Shantideva was a yogi, and he was not really, he didn't like so much to stay among the people, but was more to stay in a solitary retreat. And when he was staying on solitary retreat, staying on retreat practicing, then he didn't have the occasion so much to give actual things to people. And so his practice of generosity was more mental one, mental practice of generosity, mentally offering all the riches and wealth, offering the roots of virtue, dedicating.
Odi any pena sajina shingda, sajidelata, joata, mijoa said, joa said, Najuki sentient to solo cogre, mijoa said, chiloge, that sata, shindus tamal cogra. Sajideta, dindege, any Najiki sentient, chiloge, and it sata, shindus tamak, ya chesak, shinda with chagra. Odina shinchin and soge, dombassing in the yundan, sama chesaki, that shin, jina shins. O jumzentelatin, that chonju simbiki, domba inea. Rangi yani yendo nengu gore, odi lemba de da sungu gore shingda. De sungu java yina rangi jula ni teba dan, samba dan, gomba. Odi tsama ya kondi kondi pewa la da gyoba jumsen tenre yos.
So, here, so we saw the how to take the vows. Usually the teachings on discipline explain how to take the vows, the bodhisattva vows, how to keep them, and then what to do in case if you come to break those vows, then how to do to kind of restore them. But here, actually, Shantideva explains more about mindfulness, vigilance, and carefulness. Because it is the basis on which for keeping the vows. So he is more concerned here about how to keep the vows. And the way to keep the vows, to prevent from breaking those vows, is to develop, to cultivate carefulness, mindfulness, vigilance. And so, and he explains that it is like the earth, like the ground, like the basis on which then we can keep those vows. And there are example quotation given by, for example, Nagarjuna, explaining how the earth is the basis for all the still world. I mean, means all the inanimate and all the animate, and so all sentient beings. And so it is like the basis. And in the same way, discipline is the ground of all qualities. It is on the basis of discipline, of so keeping and developing mindfulness, vigilance, carefulness, that we'll be able to develop also the qualities related to the wisdom of listening and hearing, the wisdom of contemplating and reflecting, the wisdom of meditation and application.
Chik tambo sosoge ne domba chikle digi thola deni theba da samba gomba cheba ina da langki korin manchu ba deni chano res deni sheng da junzen dela deni da yende changma ki shiden ra bodi sudin cha gore da sudin de khande sungu gu yeme de da sungja khande yeme changma ha ko gu ma do ani sungja ma she ne da nge sudin sungu ye thema ina Tade tsurin sungwa yandaba chakwe mara siyangda sungja kasi ma shewa ina ane chik sungja ma shewa yendo tsurin sungwa yu tiyande ta chik kuban lakwa dende chakwe rasi junsen tila tene ane tambo ta chik janju simbi ke tomba tila sungja kasi yeme ane sungja tila trauma nyu mabu shewa san kasan zadung choje yore si shewa re tiga nan shi shi dan ane chik si shewa san da suso ke juzo dan tine da sungja tuzo kan da sungwa unda 근데 단데 이거서 저 가르치고 그랬잖아니 자도 니슈데 셴다 뭐 좀세들아 되네다 지파 가구야케니 림바데소다 대가나시 두구야케 림바데서 참마 마노와체네 아니 딜라 야니 아도다 가디네 서접치네 딜라 아니 바이오스 셴다 고 란도키네라 아니 저발로란바스 저바세데 인조 가디네 딜라 아니 지 가두크 러자텔라 서접치야 오데라 아니 제야 되라다 바이오스 그래서 바이오기 무엇이나 한다 바이오기 친이스나 한다 어디네 인데 때 된다 이게 다 바이오에 대한 게 절에 야니 양도 째네 근데 란자다 아니 바 빵자도 참말하다 즉 가드이나 한다 소소 제고 한다고 된다랬어
And so as Vasimandu also said in the Abhidhamma Kosha that abiding discipline and study and reflect and give yourself to meditation. He says that, he explains that actually on the basis of discipline that we can then study or listen to the teachings, we can reflect upon them and then we can also develop the wisdom of meditation. So basically, on the basis of discipline then the whole, we can go stage by stage through the different steps of the path. And so that is the so that is why says that discipline is the root of foundation of all positive qualities. But then when we say so, it is extremely important to keep discipline, to keep our discipline, to whatever kind of vows we've taken. It is important to be able to preserve those. So when we say I keep my discipline, I'm really disciplined, then we need to know what we mean by that. We need to know what are the kind of the precepts, the things that we need to observe to make sure that we are careful about. This is the kind of what are the precept of our training in discipline. Because if we just say, well, I keep discipline, I'm very good at keeping discipline, but we don't know exactly what we're talking about, what are the kind of precepts that we're supposed to keep, then it's a little bit a stupid kind of way of talking. So it is important to understand precisely, clearly, what are the kind of the precepts of when we have taken, for example, the Bodhisattva vow, then to know what are the main, we mentioned yesterday, the 18 root downfalls, but basically it is said that we should keep those, the 20 root downfalls. When we stay taken the Bodhisattva vows, then we need to keep the 20 root downfalls. And keeping them or that is by means of carefulness. To be careful, carefulness meaning that we must make all possible effort to adopt what is to be adopted and reject what is to be rejected. Meaning we know what the vows are, we know what the downfalls are, and we try to do what is according to what we need to do in order to prevent those downfalls and avoid what would cause the downfalls. And so we need to be constantly kind of aware of what is happening, and that is what carefulness is this kind of a constant kind of effort or attention, awareness to what is happening, to what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected.
That ngonzoge payole de tagishiba na shinchene da landok nela kaduina soza chya da payo se gore de payo de ta ngonso ki gewa kare tu yone ya surin sungu yone da de ga na jin te ba chena da ani jimba ta na da din de ki gewa chama ta payo din de yeso ai na ani gewa de ya rang jona jung re sing da ta din de payo ki sun da de payo che ba ina pe kan de yeme nge bar chene then kare go re sena da ka sa ko da le wo sum ge ko si she ba na shin chene ani janju sem ba de so ge da tambo jowa janju sen che ba che ba la jowa ni so sa ba de ga na ji cha sun ro ba ani che ba ba la so ba de so che ngwe ji ge ko so da janju ge sen dom le ya da ni je so da rangi ranjin ki gawa gona da de gana shin rangi geza to shenden na pa hwa o dinde che ne da rangi jula janju ki sen de da ne gwe ra dil ne shen yo de da so la pa ba ina ya kan dar mi tom ba tem bar zung gwe res o dinde che suyan de la da chi lelo da pa chi sho na yin ro dinde ko to ma so ka de ina ya da rangi jula janju ki sen de che che je la ani chi lando ki ne de la ka de ina ya ani ba yo che ne वो दिन लेचने ने सुन्जा तो यहाँ दावा चने सुन्गो गए रहस।
So it is therefore thanks to carefulness that virtues are acquired. So carefulness is or awareness is basically being aware of what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected at all times. Kind of check what is to be adopted, what is to be rejected. And be clear about that. It's kind of awareness, and it is said that it is the root of study or and discipline, patience, generosity, all those whatever virtue there is, they all come on the basis of carefulness. If carefulness is well established, then all those qualities will then be able to unfold. So again, this is to be aware of what is to be adopted. What is to be rejected. And so it says, having clearly understood this, then the bodhisattvas train think by you
So
we couldn't give rise to bodhicitta, so in order to be able to do so, then we have those, there was those three aspects. First, there was the preparation. So preparation was to the practice of generosity, refuge, lojong, so that we prepare our minds so that we're able to give rise to bodhicitta. And then comes the second part, the main part, which is the taking of the bodhisattva vow. And then the conclusion, that is rejoicing. So we had those three parts. And so by means of those three kind of preliminary, main part and conclusion, that we were able to give rise to the bodhicitta. Now the bodhicitta we have generated, and we need to preserve it to make sure that it doesn't weaken. And that is why we need carefulness, awareness. By means of carefulness, being careful what to adopt and what to reject, then we'll be able to preserve our the bodhicitta that we've generated in this way.
That the nigga changu is sensing in the kanda, Sencheba sitting as well as Sanjay Sanjay Kumo Tower Show, Tiandela, Sencheba Segura. In a titan panto maris, the nigga changu sent the rangjole, Monsu, Chigo is Shenda, Monsu Cheba. What Junzen de la Teneda, changu is sensia, the chidang is Sanjay Tomala, the Chamba. Sanchila Chanjuk Sensei Maras. Chanjuk Sensei de any tenin the Dembas Shengdo, so any Ninjike, that Shen Senjan Samuke, Dungala Pamini, any Sheroke Pa Dindavike, Dungak nothing in Senjan to the Tama Sanje Kombona, Kundig Law, or Dindishila, tenin the Dembas Shengdo, Ninjike, Dungaching is Senjan Lamini, any Sheroke, then this was Tama Sanje Kombona, Kundig Law, Dindishila, and Chanjuk Sense. Or Dindavike, any Chanjuk is Sende. Rang Julani Chevar Chevalata Nik Chik Tanda, Sosa and Ravadan, Tehanan Shinki, any Chonjuk Sendon, Yani Yando, nima tawa ra shi len chukura, tiga na shinko nima chila ya ta tsara tanga mabu dine ya len chukura, o dine chane, ane rangu chula len kukura si. Di len ni da chik cheba ina dine, be shindo kale kale chane dine rangu chula, chanju ku sende, ta che kwe ra, tanda nga zoke sen cheba si di, chikpa lo la sojuen ra u tu ne dine, senjen tangi sanje kumbo tobar shio tende kura mato, ngun su rangu chula chanju ku sende che ma ra. Odinde ani dinege chanju ki sun sen cheba da rangu jola ngus cheba ni kande so cheba resna rangu jola ngus cheba de so chege res jumzen tele dene da ji tsosa gren ba da de ga na shin chanju sen do nengu yan ro tene res
so the when we then the generating bodhicitta is not just you know saying may all sentient beings be free from suffering and reach the state of complete enlightenment has to do with the mind, how in our mind we actually have this this feeling with that is of one aspect is compassion focusing on sentient beings and the other aspect being wisdom focusing on enlightenment and so deeply wanting, feeling that we want all sentient beings to reach to the state of complete enlightenment. So that is the actual bodhicitta. In that case, when we have that, then we can talk about bodhicitta. But just taking the vow, just repeating the words of the vow, just having kindness for others is not bodhicitta. So that is why we need to give rise to this particular thought. So with the aspect of compassion, focusing on sentient beings, and wisdom, focusing on enlightenment. And then preserve that when this has taken a birth in our mind, when this has arisen in our mind, then we need, with carefulness, with awareness, to preserve that.
Tani ta kason kondi sheba na shin chine chonju sendon lenya ki choga tu sola tene ni chonju ki sendon de lenba ina en de kansa de la ta jase chonju senba sena yan digres shengda ta dene ki ni chonju ki sende rangu chola leni ta karsana ni senche ni sungde da sanje kumbo mato kupa da da soso ki chonju ki sende kado ina ya tong mi tene dunba dene gogres shengda din dunba de yabu yosuma ina pena nga so melangi ne kosu melangi soso ki ngo sheba ta ngo simba chegu tene dunba shu chenpo yaba ina ane melangi ngo yosu ngo sindu gres shengda odi na shinche ne senche ni sungde jisi sanje kumbo mato kupa da nge chonju ki sende kado ina ya tong mi tene dunba tenpo yosuma ina dila ni dala tene rangu chala ta chanjuk sende tenpo neya o dindegi ta tiga nashin chanjuk sende rangu chala ta cheba la ane penye chenpo ya siyengda dindin dimba dimba sana ta chanjuk sende terini sungde sanje kumbo matok pato nge ane de karsana ane mitonwa ta rangu chala ane chanjuk sende sungu insen rao chi dala ane negi insen rao o dindegi pa nying taba ne dimba rao dine yueba ina ni rangu chala chanjuk sende chego res.
And when so we give rise to the bodhicitta, once we've generated bodhicitta, so in the same way as we're making aspiration prayers for all sentient beings, as we've explained before, we also make strong aspiration prayer that we never forsake, never abandon this bodhicitta. Once we've given rise to the bodhicitta, so we pray extremely strongly, very strongly, that we may never abandon bodhicitta. So the there's an aspect here of intention or aspiration, to have really strong aspiration so that we may not forsake it, we may always preserve it, keep it in our mind. And that is an important aspect to develop, this aspect of aspiration, of intention, of not wanting to forsake, to abandon the bodhicitta that we've given rise to.
Tene na deni ma chanju simbi ge loja siya de la chidangi ta chik tse sunya meba. Du yan chik tse sundu meba ta du jisi senjen tsama sanje kumbu madoku pato ta loja sungu gore. Tega nanshi tse rawa sana tona chanju simbi ge loja la ta tanga tega suyo esen duni. Ngu sungu na zanyi ngu sungu mato ya tene. Ni janso na shin yin shing da. Ine ya ta dire ki cha chenpo yaba ine ya tso loja sungu ya ge. Ine tso rawa tiso kari imi da ha koku gore es. Tende ta tso rawa tsi dui sunga ina dine. Chidangi menba sen, menju ki tsa tong nyi shi gore tina shin chine da nangini begin don on it, and Saturn Jobjay song, that is Sama, so chevadizo. Anichi, Kechevadizo, Sama, that's so din on a shiver, so this is Sama, that can leave me, Hakone, any, the solar dian and Rangi, any sumbaina, that chick changes and begin, don't bother, singing by chicks rang soon to your Mardine, and that chick cannot consandro, or the niche channel or a junsen derad in that, then the shibiki, Saturn get tranga, and Saturn can leave me, or this Sama, a shigurus.
And so when we consider the bodhicitta, then it is limitless. It is, you know, like when we talk about in terms of sentient beings, to for whom it is we pray that all sentient beings, so it's for all sentient beings in infinite number. And in terms of its extent also, the extent, for example, of the training in bodhicitta, then it is also limitless, like an ocean, the ocean-like activities of the bodhisattvas. However, even if it like ocean-like kind of activity, if we don't know like the basic things that need to be done, that need to the basic downfalls that need to be preserved, then that will not qualify as authentic kind of bodhicitta, authentic training in bodhicitta. So it is important to know, to be aware, and to not commit the two root downfall of bodhicitta in aspiration and the bodhicitta in action, and or the 18 root downfall also mentioned in the Sutra of Akashagarbha. So this we need to know, and we need to make sure that we do not commit those downfalls, and otherwise the bodhicitta or the our training in bodhicitta won't be an authentic training in bodhicitta.
That's a dumb choje body, that chinagi, nankini, mindon, or sumer, inea, nish, jasajim, shivala, conge, lotino, no latsuda, this quodabonda, which in the insumation gerenda, that in the condesumers and the tongue, so chinagi, chanju, simbi, tomba, seade, and a jabo, dan, lembo, tambam, misse, chima, the soga, and lanch over, the language, that's a dumb choje body, and a jabo latan, junior, what the gas series, lembo latan, junior, what the gas series, and a miman, chima, the solada, the gas in junior, or the next shimda. That tambo, that Saturn Chojagan on the Karashevers and Tambo de any Sanje, Che, Gending Kunjo get that corpse in Jures Shamba Casson, Sanje, now Che, now Gending, that Chaladin de what is a Tamata, Sosogan Choshawaina, any wrong Juga, any Chonjusin big, Domba de Nyando race. The Chickje, then Nimba de Chepon, Tambigi Chepon Shawaina, Sozo that Tambo, Tambo, only Chiro, Chi, Nanche, Jeso, that Chede, Papan Shawaina, and Chanjusin Big Domba de Nandores. Didn't you, Chadini? Somebody that, Surin Yansun Jogi, that Gansat is a Sama that, Jig Dungata, the Ganashi, the Sogi, Kuloda, Chaladus on Trone, and it's Jangono Chushayana, the Niches Wina, and Chanjusin Big Domba de, that Rang Juliation, the Nandores, Chengda. This is Tama Zota, and so. Jabuki read the solar, then June, Nevada was showers. Junsen Carson of Kuron and Lumba digita, Mimanda, the Karayuni and Sama Kuron Onchayra, or Junsen Teratine, and Chikron Mandibaina Chosungi, Chichala, the Tama, Troyaki Onchayre, Tegana Shingeta, Chi Gelontin digi la Anni, Sosogi, Chik Dunyada, Tegana Shin digi Chala Troyana, Chik Trinola, Jungono Chuyanda was the Tama, Chik Onchayra, or the Nicheswaina Ganda. Wrong jolliation, you get that changes in big dombate, and in yonder worries. That is a time at so jabuk rila than junior in Shingda.
And so those 18 root downfalls of the bodhisattva vows are mentioned in the Sutra of Akashagarbha. However, Shantideva in his Siksha Samuchaya then put them in a, lay them in a kind of easy way to remember. And so in terms of those downfalls, or in terms of the people who can take bodhisattva vows, they are kings, lay ministers and lay people can take the bodhisattva vows. So they are precepts for the kings, precepts for the ministers, and precepts for the lay people. And so if we start to look at these, those 18 root downfalls, the first are for the king, kind of a precept for the king. And it is said not to steal possessions or the of the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, of the three jewels. And it is, the second is not to reject the Dhamma. So once one have accepted the Dhamma, start to follow the Dhamma, then if one then abandon, gives up the Dhamma, then there is a downfall. And nipa dhamma chuni pongche baste ne ko jagbo de
da chi chele de pangsha che pangsa de da so so ge chi jasi gi che dole da chi che de ne ya pang ge de ne tu ra asna ne jasi chong ya che bala da ti chi che dang ga le ra kasna me pa jo ge dra yo ne de sa ma me ba so go re de ne no chi de chi che pang ne da xian na pan che wa che ba de ne yo ra jasi zong zhe de chi ja bo ge le ga de ne no yo ra
So that is to abandon the Dhamma. There's this danger for the kings of wanting to go back to kind of to politics and to run his country, to rule his country, and they'd say that he has to kind of fight some enemies, and so in order to do so, then he would kind of give up the Dhamma and the training in the Dhamma. So there's this danger. And the third is not to beat monks or to take their belongings, their clothing and so on, or not to sell them into send them into prison. And so those precepts are precepts for the king. So the king has power over all the people in his kingdom. So he can easily take or steal the possessions of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, or he can. So there's this, as we just explained. Could reject the Dhamma for the sake of politics. He could also easily give beatings to monks or take their belongings or send them into prison. He has this power. So those precepts are precepts for the kings.
Dajumba seva sendo, then it's coming a cousin conscious on the neck lecha by Naya, the changes in Betumba the Yambache. Then I seen that Loberta once in Basidi, Chetatan, that Tantas Tinera, or the neck chick legend the Yamar Sendoni, Tinig in Zinsoina, and in Chunju Sendo Yambata. Tinny chick tronda tronchers Tinera, that this is Hama at that, and in Mabasone. Tronchere dinde da trong da trambi mid se chama ga da meba sone da jik se de da de chama me ta yana so de ne to ne meba so ja che o de ne che ba ina chunjuk sen dong de nyan ro ge res de en je de nga so za dong yin sing da za dong se de de ne ge le che ba ina chunjuk sen de da za wa ne nyan ba
The fourth is not to commit any of the five act with direct retribution. The five negative acts with direct retribution. So to commit any of those, like killing our father, killing one's mother, or killing an arat, as we saw before, then that would be a rude downfall. The fifth is to have wrong views. So that in terms of wrong views, then there are the view of eternalism and the view of nihilism, such as not believing in the law of karma, cause and effect, and so on. And then the sixth precept is to destroy villages and houses and hamlets and cities. That is, for example, when through fire and destroying complete villages in this way, that also would be a downfall of the bodhisattva vow. And so all these are fundamental downfalls, or they are root downfalls. And it is the same, says in the above, that it is a downfall of complete defeat, second line. And so the meaning is the same. The term pe is the is like the enemy, that corresponds to the enemy pe. And so like such as stealing the belonging, the perceptions of the three jewels, that would be the enemy that would defeat us, or overcome, beat our keeping of our bodhisattva vow. So the meaning is the same when we say downfall of complete defeat, or fundamental downfalls, root downfall. Those correspond to the So they are all 18, of course, are those 18 root downfalls. They are all root downfalls, and it is more in terms of for the poetry, for because there's a rhythm in the with those verses in Tibetan that from time to time, then Shantideva in the Siksha Shamutaya then inserted those verses, those lines, saying this is a root downfall, this is a downfall of complete defeat, but all 18 of them are root downfalls.
And then Kuran Teba Chembogi, Tony Sheyaki, that new Chayamara, Jensen Carson, Cook, Judy, Jayamara, or Dela Cheja in a Kansadeta, Nyagatsau Chagur. And in Nima, George, Pelopedi, Bayuki Cholani, and Timengi, Gesud in Ninga, and in Sharon Nimbo, the Sung Sangda, the Sharon Nimbo Sung, the Koso Teba Chembogi Chela, Lojon Chayamara, Dayton, Kuran, Umbu Membara, Jensen Teladin, and Sharon Nimbo, the Timatado, Nawakoni Gandar. Lode, that Teba Chimbiki Chile, Lojon Chiamare, and Kansa de Judy Jayamara, the Jammy, the Umbo member to Sola, member to Sola, Tony Shaja, the Lanson Kuron, the Tomaniki, to end his sermatone. And Tranny Shino Center, the Shiswa in a co, Kansa de Tadung Tis Deva in a Kuron, Chick, Digitena, that she gave out to Yandra with the Rera, with the Sama Trochinora. Jimze de la Teneni, Tendigri, that Kanda Tejangi, Chula, Yanin Chiamanungi, Lojon Chiamanungi. Kansa umbo member to Sola, that Tony Tin, Shej Messa Shinga. The Sheba in a young and that Tadun Charles.
Koso Shire. George Kunin Shannon, but the shoot it in the Koso, the Amcho Kara.
That George Kurigi Tachi Majera can that Cheshe de Nanola, Tony Gi, Shesagi, Urendu Mandu, Tachi Majin, that Tegaski Sheja de. And in Dinanola, that Timingi Gesut in the knee. Chosen, he said. 다 지 간다고 차고 이미 하고 그 말아. 당고는 제가 이나 돈이 그 뇌대다. 댄서기 요들라다. 그래서 엄마 주변에 시행도 하고 따드네 용이었어. 칠월라 링학 따드네 용이었어. 어디 링학 따드네 용이나 간자들라 동반이 되는데 시행자 봐이나 팬통으로 시행도. 다 이나야 당 지 드네게 돈이기 따 아 도움도 따 따체 제거난다. 지 데스 지 카본로야라. 다 드네 따체 맞제네 간다. 지 돈이기 되는데 Lojong dini medini ki kansa umbo memba tala ten shiwa ina Ani pen manto ba, pen mento ne ta nuwa chan lo kuda o junsen tila tene Tende chewa ina ya, zatun chewa yasa
The seventh is to explain emptiness to those who are not ready for receiving this kind of teachings and talk about those of kind of lesser kind of capacity meaning those who have not trained their mind in being able to receive like in the Mahayana and so they cannot they're not ready to receive these kind of teachings because of not having trained their mind in the proper way. So because of that then we talk about lesser capacity in their case. And for example the story of when Atisha went to Tibet and some monks requested teaching and they requested him to teach on the Prajnaparam on the Heart Sutra. And so he explained the meaning of the Heart Sutra. And in the assembly, there were two monks who were of a, kind of a lesser capacity to Hinayana monks, and they couldn't bear it, and they couldn't. So they start by closing their, blocking their ears, and then it says that in the end, just blood came out of their mouth, and they died. They couldn't bear. They couldn't bear the teaching on emptiness. They weren't able to. Take it on. So it is therefore that is important. Therefore, to not to teach emptiness for those who are not ready or are not of who are of lesser capacity, and then therefore cannot bear these kind of teachings. However, it is kind of difficult for us to know whether people are you know can receive those kind of teachings or not. And what we do is just we teach. You know, if we have to teach on emptiness, then we explain it, and then, you know, we hope it's beneficial, but it's not so easy to, you know, to see in whether they really they are of this superior or inferior capacity. I've also, Chandrakirti mentions in the Madhyamika Avatara, the entry to the middle way, that there are kind of signs, kind of outer and inner kind of signs, signs that can the people show that they are kind of ready to receive those kinds of teachings also.
Da toni gi ne de da kan de yin min kan de ta che che go sa na. Man zo tong ba ni gi de de ma de ne she gu de so so la pa ga wa chim bo che ne. Ani mi nu ni chi ma ra wa me ba shon de ya ta. Ani lu ge da ba bu tu ze ya ta ne pa ga wa shu chim bo de ne ya ni han de che ba yin na. E kan za de la chi toni ten sa ge de ne.
So the signs that are given in order to be able to distinguish, to see whether someone is a can receive those kind of teachings on emptiness, then it is said that if they start to hear a little bit about emptiness, then if they look like they really appreciate those kind of teachings, so much so that, you know, start crying, you know, tears come from their eyes, they as a body hair stand on, and that those are signs that those people are a vessel for, or they can receive those kind of teachings, the teachings on emptiness. Whereas if starting to talk about emptiness and people are not particularly pleased but not also particularly, you know, put off by it, they're just kind of indifferent, then they wouldn't be a kind of proper vessel for that. So those who kind of show those signs of tears and hairs standing on, those show that in that way, then we can know that they've received a little teachings on emptiness in their past life. They already received before some teachings on emptiness, and so they are a vessel, or they are able to receive those kind of teachings. They are people to whom we can teach. So, because of course it's quite difficult for us, we don't have super knowledge that allows us to know the mind of others. We can't read the mind of others, and therefore it is not easy then to know whether someone can receive those kind of teaching or not. And then there's also here a root downfall of our bodhisattva vow to teach emptiness to people who can't take it on. So in that way then we need to check, and those kind of signs were given by Chandrakirti as a way to check whether someone is a proper vessel, someone who can receive teachings on emptiness or not.
Pena kansachi sanje ki gombon da dune da chi teba chimbi ke lan la njuk dingi kansachi yoba ina da dela lane chiron rawa da chi kansachi dinde chiron rawa chi ke sanje ki gombon kadu ina totu marasi da di yu shu sen da nyi la shawa ina dinde kansachi pa ta ngune reja da chi sanje ki gombon toya de pe kale kawa reja da chi totu sa maritane ing midi ki laya na shin che shawa ina ma diya ane zatum chik che dine yang kashe ta teba membi ge lan shu ne ani soda ge suri ni sung ne ta teba membi ge da chung ge komo le ya ani shu ye ra wo di shu je ne kan za de la ta chron suri ni sung ya la de ga si chik ndre bo din de pen ra wo ta ndre bo din de ja chim bo yo ma res de le chan chron teba chim bo le chu shu ja ba ina ani chik teba chim bi ge jon ju sim bi ge ta lam de so pe lam ya bo lam de bo wo din de yo res pen mang bo yo res di de chron so tejene shujawa ina da ya yawa yores teba membi ke lamde da pa ne yar sen de tinde lo ne yang ko teme ne pa pa ne ya tejene shu so ina ya kan da de za dun cha ge sing da de che.
And also then there is to turn those entering the path of Buddhahood away from the complete enlightenment. So there's those who start on the path of the Mahayana, and then to go to them and to say, well, you won't be able to reach enlightenment, that's too difficult for you. And then if by saying that, then the person kind of says, yeah, maybe he's right, and kind of, you know, give up his or her efforts towards enlightenment, then that would be a rude downfall. Then there's also to cause those who follow the path of the Hinayana path, of taking the vows of Pratimoksha and observe those vows of Pratimoksha, and to make them leave the Gupa de Gosumata. Gupa de? I think also the Tekshun in the Tekshin Lashana, the Yawumda.
And the Krongi, Soda de Trongi, Sungumas, that the Payu Shusera. The Payuni, Teva Chimbol Sushujan Yawayas, Shejawina, as a Temegi Chudi and Panchagura.
So the ninth is to talk about the key thing here is to, if you say you go to someone who's following the Hinayana and say, well, give up Hinayana, it's no good, just follow Mahayana. So saying give up Mahayana to give up Hinayana to tell someone to give up the Hinayana, then the, you know, Hinayana is no good, it's not really, you know, so good, just, you know, give it up, and Mahayana is much better. That is not a good thing to do as well.
Then the church way na chik pondo wer kan da techen shuba de temen ma ma ches way na ga se teba chungbi ge ndebu de la chono todu ma re se shwa na da ko techen ge che de pondo da yan temen ge kan sa de techen ya shu na ya ye re se de yan temen ge che de ko pondo ja wer dige ko chemon ge le de ya chan da de che.
So in those two cases, the problem is to abandon or to kind of incite someone to abandon the Dharma. So in the first case, in the eighth downfall, that is to abandon the Mahayana. Say, well, you know, you won't be able to reach enlightenment. So just, you know, give up. And so the person gives up the Mahayana path. Or in the second case, saying, well, Mahayana is better, so give up Hinayana. So that is giving up the Dharma. In both cases, then we give up the teaching, say, you know, you have to give up this path, is not really good.
Dinde teme ke lan la tene nyomo pantu mare sende ni pa kansa shenda la ya dinde ke ten chu pha yina o de chi bare ska da so zo ke tene ya da shenda la da teme ke lan la tene nyomo pantu mare tene pa shenda la hlo ne da shenda de so ke dinde zin so yina ani indi ya za du cha we
res. The tenth is to think or to lead other to believe that on the Hinayana path, then we cannot overcome negative emotions. So that is also a downfall that is similar. So that is either if we think that through the Hinayana it's not possible to abandon to eliminate negative emotions, or if we lead others to think that the Hinayana won't allow us to it is not possible through the Hinayana path to overcome negative emotions, that is also a downfall.
Tene rang ge yenden je ba sing da da so so le yenden de ye sen de mi ma mo le chi cha da che de ba yin yan de ya kan da chi za dun yin sing da de de ni so so ge yenden de sa ma ma wo chi che de ba yin da ko ni xian da de so chi de chi da ngo gon ro de ne ge ro ya ge nyang ga ra wo jun zen de la de ne che tene chi nye ba de kur ti sing da nye ba se de so so la ju ju nor de ra ya da en kur ti se de so so la gu jo che ya en so so la pe zi gu che ya ge che do ta chik tsis cheba dinde shungda mera dinde chik tsam chaya dinde yarabo dinde cheba ina ya kandara chik dinde ki cheto ta chik mambo chik trishaba ina tsam rabo dinde che tsi chik trishaba ina odi ya ni tsa dung yinsa
la
nye kursi di soso la chik sen rabo dan da kuen rabo chalan rabo nguen rabo dinde mambo raya ki cheto en chik nga zo ta te dinde mambo trigo yara tigana shin che ne da yang chik kedan roya cheto Sosolo mi mambo ki kujo chaya taan, sosolo mi mambo ki chik zidon chimbo chaya ki cheta taa kashi ki te dindi rama na tsang wira. Ukinu dindi ki toni te dindi tsang shawa ina yaa, yin tsa dun chaba yasa.
So to praise oneself also is a downfall to kind of talk about one's qualities and to kind of... And even if they're genuine, there's always a danger in starting to talk about one's qualities, and then that we may end up trying to also attract others or fool others into something that is maybe not so positive. So we shouldn't. So praising oneself is a rude downfall, and also to. To act for the sake of fame and wealth, so to do things in order to get famous, and you know, people for money, and people would write you know many books, a lot of books, you know, so that you know they become known, or in order to get some money. So that is, if we do that, if we do write you know books in this way with this kind of motivation, then that is a rude downfall.
That is why Ninga Savo Pechang, the Garsana Manchia Gate, Ninchi, Sosola, Tindig, Jewagaton, Chesha, Tegana Shingate, Ted in the Tsoyan, or the Mambo Yunga. The Chet, the Nin Digiton, that Shana, Mabat and the Tansa and Chibachet. The name that did all a Soso Gate, Tonin, or the Net Toy and Dondo, Tegana Shingate, Yidanka Lag, Shasi, Sonsando. Chik dani samu seba wa siyan rawa, samu seba siya de tonyi ki tuyen, to bala kogyo ra. O dili genge tonyi ki tuyen de to duye sene, an dili che suwa ina, ta loba ma rawa siyan da, loba karichi ma gwa rasana, sozo ki tonyi ki tuyen de to yama ra, de to me shin da de ne to yes she je de chi cha jin ro de ne ro ta lo ba ma da o di che ba yin na ya an cha dum cha gur
se so those are extremely dangerous because when we start, when we practice the Dhamma, when we study the Dhamma, when we, you know, write books or try to publish and do all these things, it is very easy for this kind of motivation to creep in, and we have to be really careful about, you know, what is really our motivation for writing those books, for doing these things that we do. And so there is important to be aware, and as a root down for, and likewise also openly to criticize another, so that is the same. And then to claim untruthfully that one has gained the realization of the profound view, so that is to say that we have realized, for example, emptiness, we've seen directly emptiness, or we've met face to face with our deity, with our Yidam deity, and so on. Those kind of claims which are, so it says untruthfully, means even though we haven't done it, that we say that we can bear the profound, that means that we've seen directly the absolute. That is root downfall.
Tinin di ni ma ta ngan so chue du di ni ki kansa ta so la tinje di ni che sha wa yina. Di ya ta tsa tung yi shing da chue du ngi ki kansa su tu su yi na yang di zi tsa ma la pa che pa na wa che ni. Ni tin la pa tin do ni pa chik tinje nda wa di ni che sha wa yina. Di ya la di ni tsa tung che. Tinin di ye to la da gun jo song ki ta chik che du la jimba tang sha ya di zi tsa ma pa jo song na pa jimba tang ya ki cha la di pa ma tang ni so so ki su len sha wa yina ya. O di la di ni ya. Ni tsa tung ju mu ya res. Jo song na ta chik pa jimba tang ya dan che pa mba ya ki cha la di so so ki su len ya da chik long che sha wa di ni ya ra. O di che pa yina. Tsa tung che.
13 is to victimize the monks and impose fines on them, and so to create, you know, difficulties for the monks, asking them money and things like that. And then doing that also is a rude downfall, because also they will come to then, if, you know, to get the money, then they'll start to maybe take from the three jewels possessions of the Buddha, Dharma, or Sangha, in order to be able to pay the whatever fine they have to pay, or so it is a route done for to use the offerings for this kind of improper use.
Tene shine dawar chebas cheng da kashe ge shine gong ra da shine gong deng kan sa de sa la da shine ge che de ga si chik pen do ya ma re de le chik lan dong tong ning da wo ne gong na de de si ya wa ya re la yan da wo che ne kan da chik shine de pa pa sha wa yin na shine gong ya de pa sha wa yin na sa dun cha ge yes.
To cause practitioners to give up calm abiding or shamatha, that is, for example, to go and say, well, you know, shamatha, it's good, but vipassana, you know, to see emptiness directly is much better, so, you know, forget about shamatha. And so that would be a root downfall.
Tende la de ni mambo yar da ngne kashe ge ta so zo ge chik te ston ning ra ton don don ra che ne a shine do ta chik ne ra ore chik ko sen ra ba de sa ta ma ti se chik ma me ba so yar ma do chik ngu se zo cha ma shine de ge me ba so do ge ma ras kar ge ro se na da ton ni ge de ne ni to go ro se te che so yin de ne nyu mon da de cha ma pa do ge ra ma do ta shine de ko ne ko chik ma ti se chik ngo ne ya re ma do ko ge san me ba so do ge ma ra chi dang ge ta ko me ba so do ge ma ra ne ko te se ma go ne che sa ma o de ne re ta chik chik pen do shi ra yo ma ra se ne la de ni ma bo re chik te se ya ka she ya chik te se to ni to don don ra wo de ne che de she de ni de ne do wo so ge de ne ra yo ma ra se
There are many such people who are kind of belittle the shamatha, especially those who kind of in the practice of meditation, and they start to have a sort of, they gain close to an experience of emptiness, and then from that, then they start saying, well, actually, you know, shamatha is, I mean, it's good for like the gross aspect of negative emotions. You kind of pacify them a little bit, but you can't really get rid of them. It's only through vipassana that you'll be able to completely, you know, get rid of them. So shamatha is kind of, it's okay on a kind of temporary level, it kind of just to deal with those gross aspects, but actually you don't really uproot the main problem with shamatha practice is just kind of a temporary kind of a solution, and it's not so helpful in the end. So there are many people who say like they would talk in this way, and that is also rude handful.
And to
give the sustenance to those who are practicing meditation, to those who merely recite, kind of, so there's those who are actually genuinely practicing, and there are those who just, you know, recite prayers in houses and things like that. And so to take the offerings of sustenance or things that could help those practitioners to genuinely practice, to take it from them to give it to those who just recite the prayers in a kind of mechanic way, and that would be also a rude handful.
Ta dīdāng chēba chēgu dē, tsātum chō chēbō dē, nē jābō lān zhōnyā wā ngā, lēmbō lān zhōnyā wā ngā, nē chīk māng pāpā tā, mē sē chīk mā tā nē lān zhōnyā wā, jē dā chēba dā dē lā, chōb jē dē, tsātum chō chē sī chēgu dē, tā dūs tsāma sō sō gā tāmbō, yā bō chī ngē bā chē, tē nē chīk chāngyū kī sēndōng dē tā, yā nē yā tō kato yī nē lēngu wā rē, lē अनि चिक जबा द शबा चे या या जर ने तिने चेबा इना द को काले काले अनि दिस छामा सुंग थु या दा अनि रंग जल चंजुग से ngo zu che ya lo tene yong yores.
So these are rude handfuls, and if we kind of do not respect them, then there's the danger of that will lead us to rebirth in the hell realm. And so it is important to confess whatever rude handful we make, and the object to whom, in front of whom we are making this confession, to whom we are confessing, is the Bodhisattva Akashagarbha. And because for a beginner it is impossible not to commit any of those rude handfuls. It is said that the rude handfuls are like the rain, you know, they fall like every day. So every day you have the danger of breaking the vows, and so that's why then we confess in front of Akashagarbha every day, so making the confessing our downfalls of the Bodhisattva vow, pledging not to do them again, and then taking the pledge of the vow again. And so it is said that there are five downfalls that are liable to be committed by a king, and then five liable to be committed by a minister, and eight by ordinary people. So that makes 18 root downfalls. And so again, then there's this example of the rain, like the once we've taken the vows, then it is for beginners, it is impossible not to commit root downfall, and it seems that they happen every day, like rain falling. So it is important, therefore, to confess in front of Akashagarbha, and especially so this Bodhisattva made a particular vows to be of help for the beginners who train in the precepts. And so we confess in front of Akashagarbha and pledge not to do again, and then take the vows again. And so in this way, if we do in this way, then slowly we'll be able to actually keep the precepts and give rise to genuine bodhicitta, to actually give rise to truly to bodhicitta.
George na shingi da dindegi lama dindegi ya chanju simbigi ni chik zadung du san nima re re ni chik chaba na shingi dindegi kona yungu yos. Di nani da sanga ge chik donba ge da chik donga du san ya dile monga dindegi yungu yos indoni kona nanda na dindegi yungu da dindegi chik jidangi da chik pe sung kabo nda wo shichi chaba na che san ya pe masi sung kabo. That jigzo chonju simbi ke donba de rang seng tene sungu wala. De seng tene sungde, des jig mila nyo sen che yanda wadang, kondo des jig che sung yinan, lansan kurang de nyanda wale. Tene de jibbe masi sung kawa cha wale si. Yinan yada tanda jig nenga chishen rawa, zo wanda wada. Diso yoni sung tuba che. Tene jig trashi trawa nenda sung tu mara yinan ya. Ani jig yanyan yanda wada, jesha gato ni nangki nyubin dendu ba, sha ba che. Tene ya kadu yinan ya, yanyan yanda wada.
So those are the main aspects, those downfalls presented here. There are some kind of more, we can go more into detail, more kind of a subtle level of understanding, of way of keeping the Bodhisattva vows. And Bodhi said that they are, it is almost impossible to keep them, you know, at all time, not to commit any downfall. If we look at even, you know, the great master Atisha, so broke on that day the vows when he taught the Heart Sutra to those two monks who were not proper vessel or couldn't receive those teaching. He taught to them, so he broke his Bodhisattva vows on that day. So, and if we look at the in the kind more at so subtle level of how we should be keeping the vows, then as soon as we get slightly angry, slightly upset by something, then we break the vows, the Bodhisattva vows. And if we look at the it's the same also with the Samaya vows of our secret mantra Vajrayana, where it's even more so. We break even, you know, it's even more difficult to not to break any vow, at which the breakages of the vow happen even more often. So this being the case, then it is important that we would confess every day in front of Akashagarbha, and with a strong regret in our mind, and taking the vows again, and try to keep them as much as possible. And then slowly we'll be more and more able to preserve, to keep the vows. No question today? Question?
It's concerning what we said yesterday about how the bodhicitta in the mind of Bodhisattvas was helping Shravakas and Pratikapudas on their path. And we have learned in the beginning that the Dharma can be taught by an arahant, by means of the three purities and things like that. I would like to know from which motivation do an arahant teach? What is his motivation for teaching? Or is this motivation also an effect of the bodhicitta in the mind of the bodhisattva? Is it clear? So the question is, which is the motivation for an Arab to teach?
And so we talked about the motivation of bodhicitta. In the mind of the bodhisattva that was benefiting the shravakas,
mm-hmm.
but then also we have to be aware of the fact that shravakas can teach the dharma as means of the three purities, as explained. Shravaka arat can teach, and so what is the motivation in their mind? Is that bodhicitta or something else?
Chanchu Senpai, Gyula Yubi Chanchu Senpai, Nyentu La Pendo Yores. Yang Azutene, Tambu Gavlatene, Azutia. Nyentu Dachum Bayatene, Chusum Yatene, Yores, and Dabasum Gitodi, Chusumura. Only then the Nyentu Dachum Bagi, Gyudila, only Chanchu Senki, Kulungi, Chusumuri, Kulung Shambagi Togi. 죄송해요. 일단은 그런 칸데레스트 가르기 그런 게 더 됐더니 죄송해요.
근데 그런데 전주생기 그런 말에 거절 전주생이야 말에 이내다 거절에 인제여래 인제 되게 대체 보기라 시행해서 팬들로 보더니 지금도 거절에 일단 인제 됐어도 여래 이내 태바 전부 나신지 인제 자지 못하네 이 말은 맞아 인제 근데 인제 되게 됐지 그런 게 현재 지금 얘를 판단된다고 되네 됐으면 근데 전주생 그 놈을 인제
Jesus has of compassion. They teach out of compassion. They have compassion for those beings, so they teach them the Dharma. They don't have bodhicitta. It's not out of bodhicitta that they teach because they don't have this kind of motivation. But they have compassion. They have a kind of relatively kind of small bodhicitta as compared to compassion as compared to the compassion or the bodhicitta and in the Mahayana. But still, they have compassion for those sentient beings, and out of this compassion, then they teach the Dharma. Yama. Yeah.
This is a question again on taking on the suffering of others.
Uh-huh.
Is the purpose of the practice developing a wish, simply developing a wish to take away their suffering?
Who's the
practice of taking on the suffering of others?
Yeah.
Is the purpose of the practice developing the wish or the aspiration to take away their suffering?
As opposed to? Okay. So is the... what's it? Is the purpose of the practice of taking the suffering of others to develop the wish or the aspiration of
just removing
removing others' suffering?
Simshin tamshi ki dunge lenya ki tena nyamle yorwa dunge ni lenya ki ge digi Goba Kariya is Suzuki Gula, the Nikonzogi. Dugan Mepa Suyagi Karsan Nuba Yaw Ashos Doki, Malam Dota, Rewa Dotangi, Duba Dotangi, Yawagi Chidina, some mission buggy, Dugan Langures, Kimsen Karisina.
Katup Che and Rawdan, this is Mount Chunju Simbi, Cheva Yunda, dinde la ta ngo sinjuk to ba dine yung wa res tanda dine che dedu ke tone lo jong gi dine ma bu yani yang to kondo de din ni ba de la dine me shin do ngo s dine shen sen ji ke tyen do la ta zanyu kuron ji ma ta ne dine karin ta bu che go ne che tu ne do dine shen den che tu ne o dine yung wa res
So there is, when you do that, the practice is to take the suffering of others and to give whatever happiness, whatever good things we have. And so in training in this way, we'll develop the capacity to be able to actually help others and become a bodhisattva. Helping others, doing things that are helpful for others is not always easy. We have to sometimes go through quite, you know, difficult things in order to be able to help others, to benefit others. But by doing this practice, then we'll develop the capacity to be able to be of to actually be of use for to others, to be able to actually do what it takes to help others.
Didn't you know that when I saw Chanju Senpa this okay, Chöba ke this one on a shuno shiwu de pena Senjin chik ma nyawa le che de na di so so ke nyawa le ngus pene ko le chik pen ta tuwa na wuji kasi yewa ina na Chanju Senpa de yanga basa mebi to ne ma nyawa la yang pe to ure shiwu da dina shinche ne ね、トンソンギ、トンでさま、メギやかんでなや。ん、ディパチョレチ、センジンチ、ギドン、だでメディパシャネ、パンドネ、センジンチ、ラチペントバンドウチ、カシヨウェイナ、チョンジュサンバでメディナナや。チパペシャウェイナ、ツニコロ。ん、チ、ジダヨマルシェンド。ん、レダウギ、ムスタチ、メラペンタトヨギ、ニバでタンダデドディネ、タネチ、マンボチウディ。ね、ランネちゃん、シェンハパ。
Yeah, they said that, for example, bodhisattvas are able to go to the haram to save just one sentient beings and people who are someone who's suffering there, and so they can, you know, they know they can help someone there, so they would go there readily. Or example of say that the whole of the universe is on fire, and then the other side there's this one single sentient being that they could help by crossing the fire, and they would do it without any fear, without any problem. They just go and do it, and they're able to do it because they train their mind in this way. Because of this training, then they're able to do that. Stefan?
There's a little question that popped up, this teaching thing. At the time of the Buddha, I believe that the Arahats also taught the minor scriptures out of respect for the Buddha, or at least partially involved, like Shariputta being involved with the occurrence of the Heart Sutra and so on, the conservative at least the Sharaka. Did you think at the time was Mahayana as provisional meaning? Was there any statements what the Arahats at that time thought about the minor teachings of the Buddha? That like they're never on a real thing, Mahayana as provisional for people who have too much compassion or whatever.
So, yeah, since the Buddha taught the Mahayana, and that some arahats like Shariputra were involved in that, did those arahats at the time, Shravaka arahats at the time, made any statement whether the Mahayana teachings were provisional meaning or definitive meaning?
ティチンディヤンキテネシャケトベディシャシュベゲプラカラテソンユロアルナイディアテネソンカラヤテネシャリポタオテネコンソケタチョンバヤテネテネシュユロアルタテナイディテネコンソデギタチョンバディツギゴンバラテネテキチンギソンリツテネダンドレンエドンリテコンソテチ
そういうレベルだとで、だんだんそういうレース。で、人間なって。だ、シャリブダン、コソで、チダンゲ、天面、ツニバテで、マレス、シェグダン、そう。トゥビゲ、トゥビダチョンバセで、インジュ、テジンゲ、チョンジュセンバ、インデンゲ、ラタ、チクトゥネでね、天面ゲ、チ、ダチョンゲ、ナンバテンリバ、トゥシェジョン、シェグダン。
で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で
바 드바 텐션 요래 마도 되나다 전주 선바던데 인시행도 마도 응스 테바 진보게다 최순사 나노라 테멘게다 텐데 간사된데도 파치다 용요서 말 그 간시 상제기 최순데 그런 게 투마마 인바 가래 요래서는 소소래 칸데 러브직 최 가세지 고고는데 디나신 고고 요래 마도 디나노라 페나 가시 테메요 가시 테제는 상제기 순데 찌그레 마도 신다 고마도 예드네 요래서는 요 말했어요. 근데 나는 테메에는 산직선도 예드네 그런 쪽에 테메 이제 짜냐 순수 편으로 고대니로 태전기 강사에는 셰징이라고 되는데 짠정을 해봐도 태명이 주짠이 마순이라고 되네 책을 쓴다 단당음마 단당음마 단당 샤리보다 콩나 맞춰도 뚜비기 전주선 받던데 대중 뚜비 강사 되네 태명 선입아 마인스 대화 좀 부셔오는 데 시행다
So well the art we're receiving those teachings, attending those teachings were not real art anyway. They were manifestations of bodhisattvas manifested in the form of arhats. So they were actual bodhisattvas, if you look at it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have received these teachings because the Buddha was teaching only according to the capacities of sentient beings. And if you're someone of Hinayana capacity, you would receive Hinayana kind of teaching, Mahayana capacity, Mahayana teachings. And so that is why they couldn't have, they were actual arhat, they couldn't have received those teachings. And it was happening in the way that when the Buddha was teaching, and even if there was an assembly of kind of a Sharaka Yana kind of followers and an assembly of Bodhisattva Yana followers, then those of the Sharaka Yana wouldn't hear anything about Mahayana, but just hear the kind of teaching that they need, Hinayana kind of teaching. And those of Mahayana acumen, then they would hear only like, for example, Heart Sutra kind of teaching. This is all they would hear. They wouldn't hear anything like Hinayana kind of teachings. So in the same assembly, for the details, to just ask Angus of how that happened.
David?
I started to question about history. As far as I know, which is not much, the Hinayanas never been introduced to Tibet independently of the Mahayana. It has always been taught together. So how can there be Hinayana practitioner, pure Hinayana practitioner in Tibet, like the time of Odisha? Mm-hmm. Which
lineage it is. So how can be Hinayana Buddhist in Tibet where Hinayana has always been introduced together with Mahayana as in the time of Atisha? Logyo atana tene pe la tene tengmen tene kyangba tene daryo marwa tengmen tene tengji nyamdu mato tene darya kanyamdu wa tenda indi samara tene konso ki gyupa khande rizkai chine konso ki diye tene konso tekchin chikbo yinba ge kansa atawa tegi gelong dawa tene konso tene khande sikiri is te pe la
ane pe la tekchin chikbo le mato
konso ki gyupa dawa tene konso khande yinba le dawa tene Magi, you better what in the candidates that consoke. Tame me, it comes out to the name, so can you risk? Kind of tame me the Kyangba Yomara, tame me the teaching yamdu to the Mato Yomara, lay in dutiny. Connie canilla,
Connie Pelamarda, Javani to live with the Bayuki Sajid. George, Javani to Pegora, Pure to Pig with the Bayuki Sajid, Nebali Sajid.
That was not in Tibet. That was in on the way from India to Tibet in Nepal. First, second question.
What happened there? I don't know. I wonder why in in Mahayana, or maybe you guys know what kind of things, why Mahayana is monasticism emphasized, which doesn't seem to be kind of a central feature as it is in Hinayana. Hinayana is justified to, seem to be justified to, what do you say? Why is Mahayana monasticism emphasized? Why is it?
What?
I mean, Tibet is
full
of monasteries and all monks. That there was no almost no other ways to study Mahayana than to be a monk.
What makes you think that it might not be necessary in the Mahayana?
Well, maybe that's the answer I want to hear.
Yeah, so the question is why monasticism is emphasized in Mahayana.
Where is it emphasized?
Just ask them, then we push past the problem.
Emphasizes the tejina tene ya tene java ta gilong so tene gejung the culture but to get a while. The culture is the teaching. It says, Nansen at the Tatting me not the culture boy about in it. Coyous teaching not then the culture but then they go some arrest or something.
Credit.
The Gijung the Mambo yard. The teaching not at any Java down Gijung Mambo. Yamaimba, don't balance it. Java say again. The catching bird is it? The Jimse carries
Jimse in that clean
over. Because they're called the vows of individual liberation. Okay? So, individual liberation doesn't seem to be good.
That's better. Sosor tabendo, sosor. Tarbe dongbal lagu doa. The gejong rad jona ani susur dabe susur tarbe dongbal de lagu doa. Susur tarbe dongbal de susur di cedu re doa. Misham bagi cedu mara. Tekce mara. Nenai itu.
Ani deh an teva cembo gaya cik mampu cia de
re. Nenai kongso kai cine go re dena. Jawa mampu cia kai cie.
Tadi de cik karse. Anso gaya. Cidang gaya. Cik yenden kari ini an disu cangmagi. Then the institution that Nina, Della Cachambo de Zo, so Cheduyaki, Lutin de la Milady Yashu is Shinga. Timaimba, Tachik Lada, Luki, it's a Chiduna, Miki, Duena Shinchen, the gas, Nubashu Chambotum is Shinga. Junsen de la Tenetachi, Yancher, Milit Chilen, Dick to the Dutch Cheduyaki, Chick Tinegaton, and Dutch Sergeant with Zunda. Matoshin, Chick, Carset. The Mambo Chayat and the Junsen of Shane, Kayamara Carson, the naked suiting the Lenny and Sumanina, Yanjer Milly Lenny, the chick, the naked chit. The Milly the Lemma in a dig to the church wine, and a Luden Shandalejan, this chick yawned over the Shinda. The Nino get a chick so so with the naked Gova Junsen, the Nindu Tene, and so so chick Mambo Chin, the Kanda Lever at such.
First, it is, as we explained, it is the basis of all the qualities, and so that on the basis of the discipline that you'll be able to, you know, practice the different aspects of the path. And the other reason is that the best support to practice the Dharma is the precious human birth. Even though you can practice Dharma as a god or as a naga, but it is as a human that it's the most effective. That's the best kind of support to practice the Dharma, and so that gives the circumstances taking the vows, those vows of individual liberation, then for taking rebirth as a human. Paloma.
Got a question about in the confession chapter, the strength of support. The commentary says that the strength of support may be used either as the object to which confession is addressed, or else as the support for purification.
Was it? Can you say that again?
The strength of support can be used either as the object to which the confession is addressed, like the witness. Well, it doesn't say like the witness, that's what I said. Or else as the support for purification. It's page 92.
And so what is your...
The question is, could Kempo explain the difference? And also, if the remedial practice is different in the two different... If the strength of support is the object to which your confession is addressed, or if it's the support for purification...
So what's the difference between the object of confession and the support for purification?
Yeah.
Is that different, or what's the difference? So the object to which confession is addressed is as we saw in the strength of the regret, where we visualize in front of us, we have all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, we invoke, and then we actualize that they're really there in front of us. And then from the depth of our heart, from the bottom of our heart, really strongly, confess with deep regret whatever negative actions we've done in front of them, so that they are the object of confession to whom we are confessing. And now the support for purification is among all those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, then take the eight Bodhisattvas, or one of the eight Bodhisattvas that we we use as a support for our purification, for purifying our negativity. Is that clear?
Did you say all one in particular after the eight questions?
Yeah.
Sanje the Chonjisamba, Tramiba, the Nipa Goyan dhara ta shayot chagas shengda. Chi dhe ta kangrung chi soso ke miska ne chi soso ke yidang khla na shi. Ta dhende nanjuin nga so yidang khla se de misa ke ta chi khla shengda na ni. Cha misa ke la goyan dhende. Tina shen chan ta soso ke tsayu lama se de misa ke chi yang teba che san rogo. Dhende chi yora o dina shen chan. Shaba chi de yang misa ke ta chi nyese jebo kangrung shi laba. Nying taba ne kadi yin ya soa ta ne. Kadi nandru chungayi na ya ya niya kriya nago che songayi na di di ko chano dek chik tabar chige shingda
It's one or two in this kind in front of you that as soon as you do a negative actions you're aware of it then uses support for your purification and that the all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas are like the object of confession, but then you have this particular, like, a little bit like your Yidam, to whom as soon as you've done negative actions, then, you know, you visualize and then you confess and you now from the depth of your heart and then you purify. Yeah.
So the object to which confession is addressed is not a certain person whom we harmed. This is how I understand it. Or is it?
Well, if it's the Buddhas, maybe not. Shayu to Ning Azagi. Okay. Penata Michik Dungwaina. Tene Dungsali, the Shayu Chagamara. Shayu Dimara. Maso the Parabo Garza. Nursadi, Parabo Dimara.
Da shayu la na chi dine da re pena soso gi no chu chi che ne da pila chi tingong da de ne le so ina chi krong gi tin to le ta de ni gi me de ne ra tin gi le ga che de ni ta din ra na ni soso gi jing no to kha re che bo ina chang bo chang sing to ne pa chi xie xia bo ina ni ko zo de ta chi je ma da nge de ne che mi sta de nge no to de ne chung sa re sen de pa chang bo che ne chi lava ina da kozo ge chik des goyon lao dene tong yora ande shayu se de tene na wchi ni sozo ge ta tambo pa di pa de non tru chung shen yo de ta chi pa shu sa ji gora la sa ji de de ko sanje de janju san ba ta ka se ma bo chi ani gom ba ina yin ri gora
So the object of confession or the object to which confession is addressed is not the person whom we've harmed, but it's a little bit to understand like if you go to trial, and it's more like the jury, people in front of you've done this, you know, this negative actions, this crime, and then you'll be judged, and so the judge, the jury, in front of them, then, you know, the case is brought up, and then if in front of them, then you go and, you know, really genuinely regret what you've done, acknowledge what you've done, and regret what you've done, then it'd be you won't be sent for as long in jail, and you know there'd be a kind of a. So it is those object of this is what the object to which confession is addressed is more like the jury. So it's the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas.
But then I don't understand the difference.
ちばこちょいますてね。シャゴタン、タバスなシャゴタンなばとけよ。ちばてがちんぼよまれ。ペナがそ、てんでぎんてんぎれがちでにめまんぼやなてそ、ちゃまぐんてんれたちそそのとでやしばなしんじ。さんじでちょんじょさんばてそぐんてねやろ。たでなねちゃんみちぐらみすかねちこれかでいねや。かでいねやこれらねたげんのちょんじゃんじょでちちざんわそ。めばそやんだおでち
サロチセンミッチラミスカネチソソコパチングンバンドウテチチェダワイナコグチ都心ラウチェンドニガンダチミデルチョトウヤラディナシレうんダチチダンゲンガツナトチョンシャニテシャユサンジェダチャンジュサンバディソグンデネエニシュジャディコダバチェグレディナネチャンダチミスカネチラネソワトシェデコエンディゲチソソゲテルミスカネチクソワンドウラバルトタチクソンダチェグラウディゲチクロヤタデンセンドテネノシ
Mm.
There's no big difference. It's quite subtle, you know. It's when you the object to which confession is addressed is like the jury, you know, all the people who are there will be there judging you, and among them, then you have this one other person whom you're talking to more directly, whom you know you tell them, you know, yes, I've done that, but you know, I really regret, and they're here to kind of they help you, you know. They'll kind of help you, they'll protect you, they'll try to make sure that, you know, your sentence is not too heavy. There's more among this group, so you confess, whether it be in front of the large group or also in front of this one person, also from the depth of our heart, then you acknowledge whatever mistakes you've done and pledge regret and pledge not to do it again. And so it's more like among one person in this group that is... more the kind of person that will help you. So it's quite subtle. It's such a difference.
Tadin chese dener chik tinani mis kane la chi ki nyemba da ya da ti ki ku de yan yan do go yan da ti yan yan do temba karsan ko sama de ne ki di ki nyemba da ya da ti ki la de sama go yan da ka de yan de sama ten do mara nin sen ka de chik chik kro de ki nyemba sa ya da de on shu ne chik ka de yan de ko chik do tes chi yan Mambo Gonya Dandin Lelawera, digging me such and that you know.
Because if you call like on one and then you recite his mantra or you know pray to that one, a deity, is much easier than to remember all of them. To call on all of them, to remember all of them is not as easy, just one. So there's one with whom you have this kind of special kind of connection, to whom you're confessing and to whom you're doing this, you know, practice of purification.
Senin